It's 8:41 on the ticket. It's Wednesday morning with the Musers, and this could be kind of exciting. I understand an old coach of yours, George, wants to come in.
I wonder if it's Coach Saucier from Lano Junior
High and School. Visit with you. Maybe. So let's open the door and welcome in.
Hi, George. Okay. Hi, Dad, George.
It's Marge.
She was never my coach.
Hi.
Never.
Hi, George. Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge, George's old swimming coach.
I thought I'd stop by and try to catch that hunk of man meat, Tim Callishaw.
Oh, you just missed that.
That tubercular rider has so much talent, and he's so handsome. and so talented. He's the only one that could give George a run for his money for my meaty lady folds.
No.
Did I miss him?
You just missed him.
Yeah. Well, you know, things are slow when the chair's only on a quarter charge.
Why don't you get that thing fully charged?
I don't have access to electricity.
No electricity. Well, okay, it's good to see you, Marge.
I mean,
you were never my coach.
Sometimes I'll get over to a Walmart and kind of nerf an outlet for a little while and get a little bit of charge, but they always kick me out.
Well, we need to get you a battery charger.
I know what you guys are thinking. Marge, why don't you read some letters that have been written to you?
Okay, if you got some
already.
That's great.
Yes, I get so many letters, and I want to thank you, listeners, for sending me mail, snail mail. It's the only kind I can get.
How do you get it? Do you have a P.O. box?
If you'd like to write me, you can write me at Marge Schwindidler, care of the bridge, 15101 Main Street, Dallas, Texas, 75201.
Oh, you pick up your mail there.
Yes.
Start getting letters.
And our first letter comes to us from Nathan. Thank you.
Okay.
First letter comes to us from Nathan. Nathan writes, Dear Marge, is there a funny story you can tell us about George in high school?
Nope.
I bet he was quite the cut-up. Signed, swimmingly yours, Nathan from Bedford.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for your letter, Nathan. And absolutely, I can tell you a story. George was quite the cut-up, always pulling practical jokes. And I remember two specifically. One time, he and his little J.O. buddies thought it would be funny to fill my Civic with as many ping pong balls as they could find. So when I went out to the faculty parking lot after school, I opened the door and there were 14 ping pong balls rolling around on the floorboards.
Oh my gosh.
And although it was annoying leaning down and picking up all those 14 ping pong balls and making me 38 seconds delayed getting home, I had to smile at his creativity and his impish nature.
Why did he only have access to 14 ping pong balls?
That was one of two pranks that I really remember well. Anyway, our second
letter. What was the other prank?
Oh, the other prank? That was the one where George took a Sawzall to my spinal cord when I wouldn't give him hand relief when he was coked up one night.
Okay.
Anywho!
That was a prank?
Anywho, letter number two. Letter number two. Dear Marge, I love hearing you on the ticket, and I love hearing you dispense wisdom so regularly.
Okay.
What are some of the things you've learned over the years? Signed, Lisa.
It's a vague question.
Very generic.
Well, Lisa, I love mentoring young women like you who see me and you see something in me that you know that you want to become. Well, Lisa, I've learned so many things. Always, number one lesson, always keep your swim team together if you're right on the brink of going to the Olympics and winning it all for your country.
What a specific idea that is.
If you let the team break up because your star swimmer just wants to hump some Virginia Slim smoking hussy from a nearby high school whose daddy bought her an MR2 and she thinks she's hot stuff. Don't stop me, George. You know what I'm speaking of. She thinks she's hot stuff and better than any struggling faculty spinster. Then, Lisa, things might not go according to the life plan you filled out when you got your teaching certificate.
Ridiculous advice that is. It's not even true.
Something else I learned? I don't know. Don't go number two in a coffee can if you think it might be more liquid than anything else.
All right, here we go.
Letter number three. Thank you so much for this. Letter number three.
There's another one.
This comes to us from George. It says, Marge, you are hereby requested to stay at least 1,000 feet away from me, my extravagant properties, and my family. If you so much as get one wheel within the 1,000-foot perimeter, I will instruct a member of my Israeli security team to take your legs out even further than they already are. Merry Christmas, George.
George.
That's a different George. It's not me.
And it's signed George Dunham. And you know what I take from this letter?
What?
He really cares. He said Merry Christmas. He said Merry Christmas. He really cares about me still.
I don't know if that's what I would take out
of
that.
So that's just a sample of some of the letters I routinely get when I periodically stop by for my mail and a cup of soup.
Well, it's always great to see you.
Thank you, guys. And thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Do you know what kind of car Tim Kalishaw drives? I think I can get to the parking garage in a hurry.
No, I don't think we should tell you.
If I just simply fall down the elevator shaft, I'll get
bye,
George.
Bye, Marge.
Bye, Marge.
The swim coach, just not my swim coach.